how about a little Friday frivolity? And for that, we say hello to Travis.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back, Donovan.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here so much. I've been sitting on this for a couple weeks. This was a video that went viral probably 2-3 weeks ago, and I believe Donovan came upon it in Reels. I found it on both the TikTok and Twitter, but it's the subject of this is one Magic Johnson.
Okay, yes, because I was trying to get the full context of this.
Right. So the full context, it was an interview, and it was just like a minute of the clip, and it was, like I said, on Reels and TikTok, so there's this wild production music behind it. So I set upon myself to go find the full interview of Magic Johnson talking to Chris Wallace. It turns out this was in November of 1992. This would have been right before he comes back for the one game, for the All-Star game, wins MVP, after he had retired when he was diagnosed with HIV. And the one clip, and I've got a couple extra minutes in here, is of him talking about some of his fun times before being diagnosed with HIV. And he's going to sit down. Chris Wallace goes to his house. They're sitting out by his pool, talking about sort of the lead up to the diagnosis, what he had been up to, and the life that he led. So let's just jump in. It's about 3 minutes. I've got three spots that we'll stop at and try to collect ourselves.
Johnson's year with the AIDS virus has been some roller coaster. His on-again, off-again basketball career and constant rumors, including some that to protect his multi-million dollar endorsements, he's lied about how he was really infected.
First of all, if I was bisexual, if I was gay, I would come out. But that's just not me. You understand? And people out here who played with me, who played against me, they all know that. Because we all ran together. We all hung out together. So no way that Magic Johnson can be bisexual or gay and not everybody know it. It's no way.
It's just no way. And just that he's having
it's just,
to...
It's just such a different time.
That's what I was just
right.
about
I mean,
to say.
You gotta, you know, that disease...
National TV where he's defending himself from being gay.
Oh, just bisexual also,
are
because...
Yeah, but that disease in the 80s was considered... Everybody thought you had to be gay to get it.
Or
like,
on
it's
drugs.
A gay
right.
disease, right.
That or, you know, needles. Those are
the
two ways
the
that you got it.
Of it was.
No question. But it is kind of... And I don't think he would have just said, all right, if I'm bisexual or gay back in 92, I would just come out.
Right.
No one was doing that at that
time. There's no way that
they would truly try to hide it, especially if you're an athlete and you're in sports. You couldn't do it. That was probably at that time, that would
end
knock
your
career out. Right. It'd be done.
All right. Let's continue here with Magic Johnson and Chris Wallace in 1992.
All right, let's talk about the way you did get the virus. You ask a question in your book. Is it really wrong for an unmarried man to have consenting sex with an unmarried woman, with many women? How do you answer that question?
Well, morally, it's wrong. You know, it's easy for me to sit here and say that now, right?
Right.
But, you know, I lived a bachelor's life, a Hollywood life, where a lot of women came my way.
That's an understatement.
Taking some liberties.
That's an understatement.
In this part,
Chris Wallace trying to put his man. That's an understatement.
A little editorialization there.
And so it's such a trip, man, because he was on, you know, he played on those Lakers teams in the 80s with A.C. Green, who was famously a virgin. And you've got A.C. Green on, like, you talk about as far apart on the spectrum of boning that you could possibly be. And you've got A.C. Green, the virgin, and Magic awesome Johnson spectrum. Using women like he's in a Bucky's convenience store getting some nuggets. What?
Man, I just don't know what's going to come out of his mouth when he says that.
We're all just white knuckling as he's driving down the
Look
road.
At me.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I got you, baby. I got you.
Like,
you know,
it's just like an unbelievable choice of all this beef jerky everywhere. And it's like, I'm going to enjoy every part
you
of it I can.
About? Okay. All right.
Have
you guys not been to
about.
Bucky's?
I do know
yes,
about.
We've been.
There.
It's just your choice of using the example. It's quite a...
They advertise quite a bit that they have a wall of jerky.
I know. We established he wouldn't go for the nuggets, though.
Well, they're beaver nuggets, so... That's, you know, literally the name.
Boy,
of
this
them.
Is like the French Open. I know. Just volleying back and forth. That's who's next?
Tennis.
Anybody else?
Let's carry this over.
No, let's just keep
continue,
doing Chris
please.
In his new book, My Life, Johnson talks about his life on the road before he got married. 40 to 50 women in the hotel after every game looking for players. In his zeal to dispel rumors he is gay, Johnson was surprisingly graphic about his experiences.
Sex in an elevator?
Yeah, different women have different fantasies, and you wanted to make sure they reached their fantasies. That was my thing.
But, I mean, you were Magic Johnson.
That's all right. You didn't mind being a daredevil every now and then.
Sex in an office with people next door in the boardroom?
You know, there's always a look about a woman that you can tell something about to happen.
And so what happened?
She gave me that look, and I said, not here. She said, yeah, here. Don't have any panties on, so let's go. But, you know, that's the first time I ever had sex and sweating at the same time. My eyes are over here, not on the person I'm having sex with, believe me.
Whatever. You're wondering what's going on in the boardroom.
We're hoping
door,
somebody huh? don't hit that door.
Come on.
Good. Was this like network
time.
Television?
Prime time.
Yeah.
Prime time.
This sounds like 60 Minutes. I mean, Chris Wallace, he was a 60 Minutes reporter at one point for sure.
Insane. I'm hoping somebody doesn't hit that door.
He is really, really trying to, because, again, because you guys,
zeal to show that he's not gay.
You guys know my thought about this whole thing, right?
Yeah, you think he faked
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
I think he got paid just to get awareness yeah. because he yeah. keeps trying to let you know, I am not gay or bisexual.
No.
I'm getting this because I'm having sex with all these women, but, you know.
Keep that one.
Hey. Finally,
that may be the first time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah, now, I stepped into that now. One. But it's wild that he's, because again, this is one point of my contention why I feel like this isn't real, because he is detailing so many sexual encounters
right.
with these different ladies. And you don't have one person that's ever come out with a book, and get your pen ready, Magic Gave Me AIDS. Nothing. You don't have that.
Awesome.
Like, how much money would you make writing that book?
Walker,
you would make a lot. You're very true.
Not one.
That's true. And again, it's if you're not.
Like, this dude had a rifle. He was pointing all over the place like the rifleman.
Like,
and no one's ever come out and said anything.
Right. It's weird.
I mean, even in the late 90s, this was still one of those. Like, when Rent came out, the musical, it was so revolutionary that dealt with this to some degree. And it's just so, like, that in the 80s. Like, Ryan White. I don't know if people remember Ryan White. And he was a kid who contracted the HIV virus from a blood transfusion. They were like, you can't come to school. And it was like this whole thing. You cannot come to school because you have AIDS and you're going to kill people if you touch them.
Back in that time, it was HIV, AIDS, dead in like yeah. 4 or 5 months. That was the timeline. Look
yes.
at Eazy-E. Same way. It was like, and I feel like it was this, oh, no, you can live with this. It's not a death sentence. Like when that first started. And even, okay, I'm getting up. Let's listen more.
Yeah, we have one more. Right. Okay, one more. Ahead. This is the meat. This is what was going around and was viral. And
stop it, Baldy. Don't even think about it.
Chill out over there. Your meat sandwich.
Sex with several women at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, women have different fantasies. Some want to be with two, three at a time. You know, one time I had six at one time. That's just
six women.
Six women.
Now, was that their fantasy or your fantasy?
That was both. Probably mostly mine.
I got to tell you, you're
what?
Sending me mixed
Why?
Messages. Because on the one hand, you're saying to me, safe sex, responsible sex, what I did was immoral. And even now, as you tell the stories, I mean, you make it sound pretty good.
I'm not sending you mixed messages. That was my life. If you ask me if I had fun, yes, I had fun. Did you reach all your fantasies? Yes, I did. But You paid for
it. That's an understatement.
You know what? He did not say that again. Like that was made up, Tip Sheet.
Come on.
This sounds...
That was real dirty.
The way that Chris Wallace is interviewing him, it makes it sound like he's jealous.
Yeah,
like
Chris Wallace is like,
it's great.
Yeah, no. How did you figure that out?
Chris Wallace is like, you know what?
You did it in an elevator?
Like, tell me again. Slowly.
He's trying to... What was this office? Yeah, he was smacking like crazy.
And he's so condescending when he goes, sex in an elevator? Like, why is that a problem? Or Magic in an Johnson. Office?
Yeah, that's not all that outrageous.
Not
that
at
happened
all.
Way before Magic doing
Easily.
It in an elevator.
People have done
but
that.
I will say, six women at one time seems like there are going to be four women that's going to walk out very disappointed.
Or probably six.
Yeah.
Well, it's not me they're talking about. They're talking
Magic. Yeah, and his
he
rifle.
Had
sex.
I could see five and six. I think might have to leave. Like four after that. Like what else can you do? You know.
So you're thinking four?
I mean, you're going to get
that's,
four. Please.
There's ways that you could all.
Lucky to get through one.
I'm in for that. Like the orgy thing, I'm going to say
People
Magic
have
was
orgies.
I think Magic was pretty selfish.
You think so?
It's not like he was just concerned about girl number four.
No, you're right.
Having the time of her life.
It sounds like he was super concerned about that. He's trying to fulfill every fantasy ever.
He's firing.
I don't believe he fulfilled all of his fantasies.
Hip on his shoulder.
He's Doc Holliday and that thing twirling it around a bit. And
it might
then,
be.
Johnny Ringo is just
about
intimidated
himself.
In the back.
Dude, that is outrageous. That he's just trying to get the explanation out. And Magic is pretty forthcoming. Number one.
No kidding.
And okay, you know what?
We're late.
I'm so sick and tired of all of you. I'm going back to Minnesota. You know what?
Joke!
We can't have anything nice
again.
Here.
Another tennis match breaks out. Who's next?
See what happens when you leave?
Hey, guys.
Look at me.
Hey, guys.
Look at me.
Man, that was what a wonderful time.
That's what,
Magic
that's what they yell out instead of grunting. It's the back and forth.
Hey, guys.
Look at me.
Hey, guys.
I drove bus.
Who is that?
Tennis. Misfire on that one. I got caught up in my own tennis match.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay, that's Ronnie Frivolity.